Take us through the key highlights of Hals's new report, particularly about the situation in Africa.
Thank you. So yeah, the report that we launched yesterday shows that from 2020 to 2021, there was a 25% jump in the number of people facing what we call acute hunger. This jump comes on top of a steady increases we've witnessed in recent years. So acute hunger is when a person is unable to consume enough food and it puts their lives and livelihoods in immediate danger. So the hunger that we're seeing is primarily driven by conflict. So think of the crisis in South Sudan or DRC, as you mentioned, but also by the impacts of the climate crisis. So think of the drought in the Horn of Africa or Madagascar, and also finally by the socioeconomic fallout from the pandemic. So people losing jobs, seeing their incomes vanishing, being unable to stay afloat and feed their families. At the World Food Programme, we've been looking at the latest data from this year on top of the report, which shows that the trend is continuing and the situation is getting significantly worse. So at the beginning of the year, we were already facing an unprecedented global hunger crisis, and then the Ukraine conflict broke out. This is driving up the price of food and fuel around the world, adding yet another element to this food crisis.
Now, practically speaking, is this growing hunger crisis getting the attention it deserves?
I mean, in practical terms, we are incredibly short on funding. So the World Food Programme is a 100% voluntarily funded organization, and we depend on governments to fund our life-saving work. But after 2 years of the pandemic, governments are tapped out, having spent immense amounts of money on economic stimulus packages to keep their economies afloat, and many low-income countries are currently in debt distress. Now with the Ukraine crisis, we're seeing the food and fuel prices rising, adding an additional strain on economies.
So, James, in terms of the significance of this report, how can it help shape a better response to the world's food crisis?
So, the report is an effort to get everybody working on food crises and hunger issues around the table in a network that can really tackle the problems in a coherent way. By building consensus around the situation, by working together to deal with the fallout from these food crises, but also to look at the root causes that are driving the hunger and find ways to build the resilience of communities so that when they do face a shock, they're better able to cope, and so that we can try to break the cycle of endless food crises and humanitarian aid.
What is at stake? Should the global community not act urgently and effectively?
I mean, from our perspective, and you know, we work in more than 80 countries around the world, and having seen the situation on the ground in all these countries, you know, the world is at a critical crossroads. We rise to the challenge of meeting immediate needs, while at the same time supporting programs that build long-term resilience, or we will face even bigger problems down the line. Without the urgent resources needed to address these unprecedented levels of hunger, the world will pay an even higher price in terms of supporting displaced people, rebuilding societies, and recovering from what has been lost.
And lastly, what is the UN's call to action?
I mean, we need to work together. We need to work together with governments, with civil society, with the private sector, with humanitarian organizations to end the food crisis. Conflict is a primary driver of hunger, and so we need to end the conflict where we can. We also need funding, we need expertise, and we need effective policies that tackle the root causes of hunger.